All right, let's put our hands together for worship team. Good job, good job. Thank you. Is that the best we can do? Come on. Appreciate them. Celebrate them. Thank you very much. You may please be seated. How was yesterday? Oh, my God. Is that the best you can do? How was yesterday? Oh, Lord. We had a good time in the Holy Ghost. That was a good one. That was a good one. That was a good one. And I heard it was said, you know, at the beginning of the service that you are encouraged to go and listen again. You are encouraged to go and listen again. Plug yourself into these things. It is not enough to hear once. You have to hear again and again. There is something about hearing and hearing again. I started even listening, to yesterday again and all of that. So it is good. It is good. It is good. It is good to listen. We have a flyer that can help you in case you don't know where to find where to listen. You know, we have several places where you can listen to it. If you are an audio person, we have a podcast for you. If you're a video person, we have videos for you on the website, on YouTube. There's this card. Does everybody have the card? If you have the, it's like a flyer. Okay, some people have it. Not everybody has it. Yes, please, can you share it? Can you share it around again tonight? All right. I will just charge us again along the lines of what I was talking about yesterday, which is from Luke chapter 8. Luke chapter 8. Luke chapter 8. And we will read from verse. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Luke chapter 8. Let's start from verse 5. We'll probably jump some verses because we read the old chapter, the old verses yesterday. Luke chapter 8 from verse 5. The Bible says, a sower went out to sow his seed, and he sowed some, and some fell by the wayside, and it was thrown down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. And you can jump a little bit to verse 9. That's the parable. I can tell you a little bit about the parable, but let's look at the interpretation of the parable. Verse 9. The Bible says, and his disciples asked him, saying, what might this parable be? And he said unto you, it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see. All eyes that look are not all eyes that see. Eyes can look, but few can see. He says, seeing that they might see, and hearing that they might not understand. 11. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. 12. Those by the wayside are they that hear, then commit the devil and take away the word out of their heart, lest they should believe and be saved. The devil steals the word before they believe on it. That means that as you are going to hear words tonight, the devil is here to steal, or not really here, he's waiting out there because there's no devil here. Amen to Jesus. He's waiting to steal the words that you have received here. That's why many times people come for events like this, and it looks like the last year looks like this year. Why? The words that were given then were stolen before they could mix faith with it. Let's move on. They on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. And that which fell among thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. Verse 15. For that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart. Can somebody put their hand on their chest, say, in the name of Jesus, I have a honest and a good heart. In the name of Jesus. Say loud again. Say, I have a honest and a good heart. Having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. 16. No man which hath lighted a candle covereth it with a vessel or putteth it out under a bed, but setteth it on a candlestick, that they which enter may see the light. Now jump to verse 18, please. Take it therefore how ye hear. For whosoever hath, him shall he be given, and whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken even that which is seemeth to have. So yesterday we concluded that the reason why there was variation in the results, the reason why the results differ, the reason why the results were not consistent, was not the problem of the seed. The word of God is powerful. The word of God is true. Anytime there is any blame that you want to pass, don't pass it on God. God is not to be blamed. God cannot be faulted. God cannot be the one at fault. He is good and he does good. So God cannot be the problem. Every time there is a problem, it's always the one that is a variable, not the constant. In mathematics, you know, depending on the level of math, they teach us that there are variables in an equation and there are constants. The constant is constant. God is the constant in the variable of the solution of this parable of the sower or of the seed. God is the constant. He is the seed. The word of God is constant, and the seed, the same seed. It was the same seed that was sown that brought hundredfold. It was that same seed that didn't bring anything. No difference. So God is always constant. God never changes. God is not the blamer. God is not to blame. God is always playing his own part. Now, man may not play their own part, but God always plays his own part. And so every time you find yourself in any situation, you can be rest assured that the God side of the equation is constant. Sometimes some people are always shouting, where is God? And sometimes God is saying, I have been where I have always been. I neither change, I neither sleep, I neither slumber. I don't go on vacation. I don't go on journeys. In fact, the truth of the matter is that there is nowhere to go. Everything revolves in me. I am Alpha. I am Omega. I am the beginning. I am the ending. In fact, when it comes to time, there is no time in me. It's you that have past, present, and future. I don't have all of that. All time, I see them at the same time. I can see the future when I'm in the past, so to say. I can see the present even in the future. In fact, the Bible tells us concerning Jesus, he said he was slain at the foundation of the earth, meaning that what we are even doing now is that we are walking backwards. He ended it before he started it. he finished it before he began it. So when it comes to God, he is never to be blamed. It's never the reason why it didn't work. It's never the reason why it's not working. Some people, they will come to church, and after a few promises and a few things here and there, they will say, I quit on God. I quit on God. God has failed me. Church may fail. Organized church can fail. People can fail. But I have come to stand on this altar, having followed him for a few years. I know a lot of people that have followed him. People that are following him in this word of God. I can tell you, God can never fail. God can never let you down. Man can fail. Man can let you down. Once you add man to any equation, even man of God can fail. Can somebody say amen? It's the God of man that cannot fail. And so sometimes some people get it twisted. They think because if you have God in the name of that person, man of God, then that means he's God. He's not God. He's man. But Numbers 23:19 says, God is not a man. Can somebody say, God is not a man? Somebody needs to hear that this evening. God is not a man. He's not the son of man that will repent. God cannot. He cannot. There is no capacity for him to do that. He cannot be like man. Man is the one that will say something and cannot do it. You see, the one of the reasons why God cannot is that when God says it, it becomes a law. When God says it, even if it were not there before, it will be now be there. When did the fish have the coin in the mouth? Was it that the fish caught the coin and was waiting for Jesus to tell them to come and catch it? Or was it that when Jesus said, go and get a fish, when you get there, the coin will be there. And the fish had, I must get that coin, because his word must not fall to the ground. When did Peter start walking on water? Peter really didn't walk on water. He walked on the word. The word come was what Peter was walking on. So when he spoke that word come, come created something on the floor. It was that same word that parted the Red Sea. So when it comes to God, there needs to be an assurance. There needs to be a confidence. Whenever you show up in a meeting like this, know that you have transaction with God. You don't have transaction with man. That's why you don't look at the people that are sitting near you, whether they are doing what they are supposed to do or not. They may not praise God. They may not do. That's not your business. Focus on the one you came to me. That's the one you have transaction with. And when you focus on him, you need to know this. He is constant. He will not fail. He remains the same. And so yesterday we said, God is constant. The variable here is the soil. The variable here is the man. And the thing that makes them variable is their level of understanding. Their level of understanding. That's why in verse 18 of that scripture, the Bible says, take heed how you hear. Your hearing must translate into understanding. There needs to be some things you must mix with hearing so that you will understand. And I mentioned a few things yesterday. Let me mention one just tonight, and then we will be on to the next thing. I believe that you can water the seeds that you have received with joy. Joy is a water that you can pour on your seed. When you receive the word of God, if you receive it with joy, it's like you are moisturizing your heart to receive it in a way that it will stay. Joy. Joy. I don't know about you. Sometimes when I'm very excited about some things and some events, I don't forget anything that happened there. I can still remember like yesterday. I probably was 6 years old. I'd been praying. Well, they told me that part, that I'd been praying to have a younger person because I was the only child for a little bit. So I like people that, maybe that's where this like children thing came from. Because I was the only one in the house, so I wanted more children. And so when my mom got pregnant, I can remember vividly. I can remember that naming ceremony. I can remember the song they sang. That's almost 40. Let me not say that part. But that's quite some time. I can remember the song. I can still remember the church. We were like two rows. I can remember how we sat there. I can remember everything. Why? Because of the excitement that was around the event. I want you to be hilarious, excited. Don't be worried about what has not happened today or what has not happened this year yet. When you are receiving this word tonight, receive it with joy. Even when it's like rebuke, receive it with joy. Even when it's like correction, receive it with joy. If you any word you receive with joy, you retain it. The reason why many more of us can't retain the words that we receive sometimes is that booning, you're frowning, you're angry, they didn't sing my song today. I'm not sitting at my seat today. Let loose. Release yourself in this atmosphere. Just release yourself, because joy is a fetcher. Joy is a fetcher. Look at this scripture, Isaiah chapter 12 and verse 3. I need to stop talking now and move to something else. Isaiah 12:3. Pull it up, please.
It says, therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. So joy is a water fetcher. So your seed need water, use joy to get the water to the seed. And so tonight, as you hear the word of God, every part of you be excited. Sometimes stand up. You may be the only one standing. If that's your word, stand up for it. If that's your word, you can walk around. Let me tell you, make your experience unique to you. Every time you come to church, personalize the experience. This is my service. This is my NICOS. And I'm going to personalize the experience. I won't let the anger or the situation of the other person, I won't let them dampen my own situation. I sympathize with you. But sir, as much as I sympathize with me, you, I have something to get. I have something to work on. And I must make sure that this seed will germinate. So understanding is fertilized when we put joy. Of course, joy is not the only thing. I've mentioned some other things yesterday. But when you add joy to it, when you allow your heart to be joyful, when you release yourself to God and allow the joy of the Holy Ghost to bubble on the inside and allow joy to come forth. And that's why sometimes when some thoughts are coming, you cast the thought out. You arrest the thought. Do you know how to arrest thought? When thoughts that are taking you away from your joy, when thoughts that are taking you away from your focus, do you know how to arrest them? You speak. Thoughts are moving at a particular frequency, and it is a lower frequency than speech or speaking. So every time you want to catch a thought, say something. That's why some of us, when we are listening to message, we are because if there's any funny thought that is trying to attack our joy, we are also attacking that thought. Because the Bible says, your weapons of warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of stronghold, casting down imagination. Dagger imagination. The one that is telling you, don't mind him. Oh, that's why he's talking. He doesn't even know the reality of what you are going through. Dagger it. That's why sometimes you just stand up by yourself. I do that a lot in the car. One stupid thought comes. You know, do you know the date? Do you know the clock? Do you know what you don't have, what you do, what you can't have, what you can't meet, what you all kind of blah, 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 blah. Shh, we break this transmission. I always do break in transmission. I break the boom. Because if there is anything to do, you need to protect your joy. You protect your joy. It is to protect your joy is your choice. It's not going to be protected by itself. Oh, because you have the joy of the Holy Ghost, you think you will always be joyful. No, sir. Joy is a choice. We choose to rejoice. The fig tree may not blossom. There may be no fig tree on the vine, but I will rejoice. I will yet praise the Lord. So we can praise the Lord in spite of what is going on, in spite of what is happening. And so tonight, I want you to stand up. We are going to practice joy. We are going to release and let out some joy this evening. We are going to let our hearts be ready for what God will do in the name of Jesus. I want to sing that hallelujah song by Nathaniel Bassey. And we will let out some joy here for 1 minute. Before we move on to the next thing, are you ready?